consider yourself a genie. You will fulfill your woman with shayateen or angel according to who you are. Uwais al-Qarani, Rasulullah said, Omar, Ya Omar, if you meet him, his dua is accepted, ask him to make dua for you. Omar, Omar, the second one after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And Omar, he used to go to Hajj every year. You know why? Just to meet Uwais. And he used to go to the Kaaba. And he used to haram with loud voice. Is anybody knowing here Uwais al-Qarani? Is anybody coming in here from where Uwais al-Qarani coming from? Year after year, year after year, year after year, almost 7 years continuous, only to fulfill one advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many of us take one advice, hold it tight, and keep going until we live it? This Iman. And he met a man. He said, yes, we have a man among us. His name is Uwais al-Qarani. And he coming from Yemen. He said, where he is? He said, I saw him a while ago, was praying next to the Hajj, Ismail. If you go, you will find him. He said, how I know him? He said, he had a clothes like nothing. Because he never had a clothes in his life. And he never bought a clothes. He only used it from leaves of the trees. He go, and he asked him after the next salah. He said, are you Uwais al-Qarani? He looked at him. And he said, how do you know me? He said, so and so tell me about you. He said, who are you? He said, I'm Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He said, Umar. He said, are you a companion of Rasulullah and his son? He said, yes. He said, tell me something he said to you. He said to me, if you meet Uwais, tell him to make dua for you. He started weeping and crying. And he said, no, it's not me. He said, please, make dua for me. He said, in one condition. He said, what is it? He said, after I make dua for you, promise me you will never tell anybody about me. He said, I promise. He made dua for him and he disappeared. Later on, according to report, nobody knows even where he is. He didn't go back to Yemen, afraid somebody will know him. And he went and he died somewhere around Iraq area. He never married. He never buy a house. He never have a car. He never have a family. He never eat with anybody except animal and bird. But his dua is accepted. Do we worry about each other quality with Allah? Do we, when we get married, we think about quality with Allah? Do we think for my daughter and my son, I want somebody whose dua is accepted? Or I want his heart to be for Allah? Or at least his body part of it for Allah? Or anything for Allah? Do I want be as a female to be surprised by a person belongs to Allah? Do I think this way? Is this my goal in life? So I can call Allah and say, Allah, I belong to you. This is Islam. Islam is action. And the action will come in the time you dislike, not the time you like. So Allah check you out and check your sincerity. Where are you going and what do you want and what do you want to achieve? Now we talk. Now we heard. Now we listen. Where do we go from here? If we do not behave according to this knowledge. This knowledge is witness to me and you or against me and you. Accumulating knowledge is more dangerous than accumulating money. If you think accumulating knowledge is fun, you are dumb. Unless you really want to live it. Unless you want to sacrifice whatever left of your life for it, you're not going anywhere. And just accumulating torture from Allah and you. Especially at this time in life, when Islam in this condition, when ignorance is spread like fire, when bid'ah and dalala is spread, when everybody talk, this is the time to do something about it. Like one person, he said something. After September 11, it show up the reality of the ummah. And now the non-Muslim looking at us and said, who you are? Who we are? I was so happy yesterday. Amira, did you read the book about tsunami? Okay. She just started reading about it. And she told me, it's a book I read for a book about tsunami. And she told me, Brother Ahmed, this book is a beautiful book for Da'wah. And it's written by non-Muslims. And the books is all about tsunami. And give you a bunch of story and something about tsunami. And the main topic is all over there, as you said. And this one Muslim. They said, these people under all this oppression, they said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَجَعُونَ. You do not need psychiatrists. You do not need to go for special therapists. You do not need anything, because they said, we belong to Allah. And everything belongs to Allah, and we belong to Allah. You see? And now the non-Muslim is starting studying them, trying to figure out how they survive all this tragedy. And they come to a conclusion, they say, the fundamental belief in Islam makes them survive. And makes them do not need anything. That is a bad news in the book. Very bad news. You know what is it? That you cannot wait until the tourist resort come back. And the building so quick. Do we get the message? Do we value Akhirah? No. What time do you have? Please, anybody listen to me, do yourself a favor. I saw it in my life. If you're listening to me and you do not want to live the message, please don't come see me anymore. Because this talk will be against you, not for you. It will not benefit you, it will harm you. If you're not planning to really live the message and be honest to Allah, embrace the message and feel responsible, old and young, male and female, each one of us responsible according to what Allah allows you to have. And you will be questioned according to what you have. Wealth, time, ability, strength, physical ability, you name it. Do yourself a favor. Listening to Islamic knowledge is not fun. It's a responsibility. It's responsibility. And I see it exactly like with people with money. The more you accumulate money, the more you become blind. The more you become stingy. And the more you gain knowledge. If you're not having the right intention and the right deal and will to live in it for sabilillah, you're not going anywhere. It will attack you. It will get you. As soon or later. This is not a meeting of fun. This is not a meeting of MashaAllah, he's a good speaker. No. I gain a lot today. Doesn't mean nothing. Doesn't mean nothing. Only if you mean it, it means a lot. Even if you really look and said, SubhanAllah al-Azim, كل من عليها فان, everything is done, everything is going. Okay, if we believe in Quran, if we believe in this, what left? It left to reflect over this knowledge and live the message. That's it. Can anything bother me? No. Except my relationship with Allah. Anything can come and go, it doesn't bother me. The only thing bother me if my heart is not communicating, if my heart is not connecting, if my manner is not good, if I'm not belong to Allah, if I'm not thinking about Allah, if my manner toward Allah and mankind is not a part of my life or being really me. And we start today with one question. If I go to the masjid, how I enter the masjid? Right foot and say what? Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulullah. Allahumma iftah lana abwaaba rahmatak. And when I leave in the masjid, what I do? Left foot. And what I say? Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulullah. Allahumma a'tina min fadlak. Now, If this has not become a part of me, what it meaning? I do not have. You see how it goes? Anything you forget is not belong to me. Anything you have in notebooks is not belong to me. Anything you accumulate and listen to it that is not a part of your daily routine life is not a part of you, meaning you have no akhlaq. Because the akhlaq is a bunch of behavior and manner, internal, external. According to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it should be a part of me in my daily life until I die. You get it or no? By this way, set intention in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, open our heart, open our chest, open our brain and thinking and the lord to be belong to him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our nafs mutma'inna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our ruh fi aliyyin insha'Allah. Ma'a siddiqeen. Ma'a al-anbiya, awa siddiqeen, awa shuhada, awa salihin. Wa hasna ula'ika rafiqa insha'Allah. InshaAllah, now we set intention, we go in calmness, make salah, and after salah, if you want, we have a little bit of time, inshaAllah. Now, at this time, always you want game, don't talk at all. Do zikr internally and doing intention, and revive the message inside your heart. Because at this time, the video camera of the angel of Allah is taking pictures, internal, not external. Be careful. Yes.
What did the Sahaba do that he was so close to Allah?
Okay, so what are you going to do? The heart, we do not want it. Because otherwise you will not touch it. It's like 250,000, 1 million, 2 million dollar a carat. Yes, nice, but we do not like this much. Broadcasting camera, you can get a good, good broadcasting camera starting from $5,000-$7,000 until $50,000 to $100,000. Again, we do not want $100,000, we do not want $50,000, but maybe whatever, like in range $10,000 or whatever. Or less. Because this is the average of good stuff. Okay? Lower than that, you start asking for trouble. Why? Because each one of this will have a different capability and different quality. Okay? From resolution point of view, from output point of view, from how much and what media to use. Okay? You want what is the best for the future and present time. And almost sometimes you do not want to go to the top in the line now. Top in the line now always will be very expensive. If you take one model or one model 6 months old, the price goes down almost 50%. And if you go 1 year old, this now is the knowledge. How to take something 1 year old, but it has everything I have for now. Okay? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Okay, your intention today, why you come? MashaAllah. You start reading? MashaAllah. Please, if you have a question, please don't hesitate. MashaAllah. Because this book, some of it is very heavy, especially in the beginning. You might need a lot of questions. Always have a notebook next to you, and a piece of paper, and write down. Okay? Any question, any doubtful understanding, write down. And when you need, or whatever, okay? اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اوكي بقى نروح شويه لمين؟ احسان. الله اكبر. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you من اهل الاحسان دنيا والاخره. Say امين. And your son? Osama, ما شاء الله. If you study in Islam, all the biggest people were Osama. Osama ibn Zayd, Osama ibn Haritha. الله اكبر. All the Osama. يا الله سبحانه why you left is a question mark until he died. You want to know the benefit of the person living and dead, living of the person living and dead. By this way you wait until the person die, after he died, the reality of heaven starts to show up. A lot of scholars, they died and nothing. Dead. Their message is dead. But some people, once they die, actually the message starts. And later on, their book spread, their knowledge spread. This is really somebody. That's why if you want to know who you are, you wait until you die. But can we wait until we die? You play with it, I do. Now, by this way, Islamically, the real moment of knowing your future is the moment of death and after death. This why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of his own main dua used to be Allahumma barik lana fil mawt wa ma fi ba'd al mawt. Allahumma barik lana fil mawt wa ma fi ba'd al mawt. Allahumma barik lana fil mawt wa ma fi ba'd. Move your lips and move with me. Don't sit like that. Allahumma barik lana fil mawt wa ma fi ba'd al mawt. Believe me, if I have a video camera in here, I need to smack some people. You know, the lips hardly moving. I do not know why. It's almost like eating glue today. Allahumma barik li fil mawt wa ma fi ba'd al mawt. Allahumma barik li fil mawt wa ma fi ba'd al mawt. Allahumma barik li fil mawt wa ma fi ba'd al mawt. Allahumma barik li fil mawt wa ma fi ba'd al mawt 7 times. Okay? Oh Allah, give me blessing in the time of this and after this. Can I write it? You asked for too much today, sister. Okay, let it go for now. I will give it to you next time. Allahumma barik li fil mawt wa fi ba'd al mawt. Yes. Okay, lana, I did it for you, all of you. Lana, Bruno. Okay, Allahumma barik li is for me. Okay? Let me see. You guys have to pay extra today. Okay. Can you pay me extra? Can you or no?
Inshallah.
How? No. Okay. What is the dua? Mono for me. I'm concerned about myself first. I don't care about you. Me first. Huh? Allahumma barik li fil mawt wa ma fi ba'd al mawt. Allah. Okay. Allahumma. Amina, watch. Please. Allahumma. You see? Please watch. Alif lam ha meen. You see how I write the ha? Allahumma. بارك لي في الموت وما في ما بعد الموت. Okay? You get it? Okay, you get it? اللهم بارك لي في الموت وما فيما بعد الموت. اللهم ما يحصل لمن بطنكم. Please wake up. You know what I really wish? والله I really wish for good people. People can take from me and wake up and not stuck for stability. Wake up. اللهم. Do you know what meaning اللهم? No, you know what it means, Allahumma? What's the difference between in the dua Allahumma and just any dua? All the major dua in Islam is that Allahumma. Because you said Allahumma containing nida to Allah with the belief is Allahumma, meaning belong to me, meaning you're already embracing Him. You get it or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, please, when I said yes, I want you next. I'm going to get a camera next time, and I'm going to get a screen, and I'm going to show certain faces in here. Okay? Please, and ask yourself why. Okay? There's no reason. Don't give me habit. Don't give me genetic. Don't give me shayateen. You have a goal. You came in here to learn. You have to be alert. You have to wake up. You have to gain. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Amir, are you with me? Okay. Allahumma. Do you understand what it means? Did you get it?
Yes.
Okay, this okay. Barak. What does it mean barak? Please look on the board. You cannot keep looking down. Look at here. Barak. Barak, look at my finger. Shayateen make you deceived. Okay, it's not a belief. This nonsense. Barak. Li. Fi. Al-Mawta. Wama. Fi. Ma. Ba'd. Al-Mawt. What does it mean? Allahumma, we said it. What does it mean, Barak? Please, look at here. What does it mean, Barak? Bless, Barakah. And what's the blessing of Allah? No, ending. Me, for me. Okay? Fi, in. Al-Mawt, al-Mawt, death. Wama, and after, death. Ma ba'da, al-Mawt. Do you get it or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Some of you stuck like drinking glue today morning. I have to tell you something. Can we as a Muslim complain about every condition? If I'm in a gathering, I'm complaining. If I'm individual, I'm complaining. If I'm alone, I'm complaining. If I'm in the book, I'm complaining. Where is this complaining? Can I keep complaining? Or again, whatever I can. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Okay. If my intention is alert, what I do? Yeah. Huh? Grab whatever I can. Because I do not know if I'm going to live tomorrow or no. Do you get it or no?
Yes.
Can I keep myself and say this is my genetic?
No.
My habit?
No.
My custom?
No.
My culture?
No.
No, I'm a Muslim now. I have to come over all that and I have to fight. Please look at me and look at the board. Okay? Now, we have only how many minutes now left?
20
minutes. You know, this knowledge of Allah is so precious. It needs somebody alert, somebody hungry, somebody want Allah. You cannot say, I want Allah and keep like lunatic. You keep stuck in your own way. You cannot do that. You will not go too much. You have to come over all this and say, Allahu Akbar. And you have to wake up. The journey is big. The responsibility is big. The rewarding is big. Is no complaining. You're complaining and you're acting like that, you finish yourself in no time. Do you get it or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, mashallah, Quratul Ayn. Believe it or not, some of the pious people, you have to make it every day after Maghrib or Salatul Isha and after Fajr. With the intention, if you die, can you ask for more?
No.
No. Allahumma barik li fil mawt wa ma fi ba'd al mawt. Oh Allah, put barakah in me in a time of death and after death. You get it or no?
Yes.
Until now I see some of you having glue. Ask yourself, why am I glued and why? You have no excuse in the front of Allah. Wallahi. None of us have excuse. Don't tell me I want to go to the bathroom, I want to eat, I want to sleep, genetic. No. You have no excuse. You are on a journey, the value of the camera of Allah is taking place now. 20 minutes left. Last time we talked about what? Al-Hasib. We talk about Al-Zariq too? Who? Who has a question? If she doesn't ask you a question, don't worry about the book resume. Anybody have a question? Go ahead. Give me the question. This is your job.
He said, if she forgets her own question, it's not my business. Go ahead, no, don't think, don't assume. Go ahead. Raise your voice. Huh? What is? I can't hear you. Huh? Huh? Oh, what about this wife of Quranain? What he did make him have this elevation? You will not believe it. Go ahead.
One of the things he did is in the Surah Al-Ikhlas 2 feet.
Yeah.
Is that it? In battle, he said, oh, I'll take my 2 feet out to imitate him. And then he wasn't sure whether it was those.
Yeah.
Right, we heard about it. We heard about it.
Okay.
From a distance.
Yeah.
And so he knocked his 2 feet out, then he kept on knocking. He didn't know if it was the same 2 feet that Rasulullah had knocked out, so he knocked out with him continuously all his teeth.
Okay.
I'm
wrong. No. This is some kind of Bengali stuff. Honest. All the story coming from our country is very dangerous. Okay? Really. Because I want you, when you repeat something, think about it. Can a Muslim do that? Not really. You see? But actually, Uwais al-Qaranin, his mother was blind. Old. You will find it in your own book, Men Around the Messenger. I want you to learn something now. Don't ever repeat something until you're sure what you're repeating. It's a big duty. And otherwise people will label you. All you need to quote something you're not sure. And people will label you is nonsense. So you finish and your da'wah in the future is finished. If a story or something or a name or a title or a time you're not sure, don't say it. Once in Quranin, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in a very remote area. Very poor, living alone with his mom. And his mom was very old and blind. And he used to take care about her. And when a group of people decided to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to embrace Islam, he gave them a message. And he said, please, tell them Uwais al-Qaranain believe in you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and bear witness, I will live your message. But I'm staying with my mom because nobody to take care about her. Okay? And by the time he was decided once he was free, he will come. But the following year Rasulullah will die. Okay? And the main thing Rasul Qaranain also did, he used to afraid to share any love for anybody except to Allah. He used to afraid to accumulate any piece of dunya and not using it for Allah. By this way, his love was for Allah to the point he did not want have his tongue or his heart remember anybody except Allah. And he wanted to imitate Yahya alayhi salam, the one he did not marry, because he wanted to live purely for Allah. Okay? And he lived like that the rest of his life, purely for Allah. Now, we have to come to something in here very important Islamically. If you study the companion radiallahu anhu, Abu Dhar al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, he loved dhikr and he loved devotion to Allah. And he lived the last 7 years in his life alone in the desert. Okay? Now, you have to know something very important. Can every Muslim imitate these people?
No.
You have, Imam Abu Hamid Ghazali, he said something very beautiful. You have to imitate according to your ability and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If every Muslim does not marry, who will marry? Who will have kids? But in the meantime, doesn't mean we go to the opposite and we marry and have kids but have no intention. You see, we're not balancing the issue. Do you get it or no?
Yes.
Very important. And this, Imam Abu Hamid Ghazali, he said something so beautiful. He said, use it according to your ability. Use it according
to your ability.
What it means? Meaning,
If you're really into marriage, get married and finish it. If you're not into marriage, don't worry about it. If you're into whatever it is, but balance the issue. And the first thing I always say to people, build iman first. Build iman and yaqeen to when the situation arises, what do you do? Eh? You return it to Allah. It doesn't matter, business, wife, husband, kid, you return it to Allah and you live in the masjid. Okay? Now, because the time is short, okay, I was planning to give you some of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I always want to always recap today with a message. What is the message? I will tell you very simple. Okay? And Brina, I start with you. What are you gaining today? If you leave this room now, you're leaving this room with what is the message in your heart. Everybody prepare. What is the message you gained today? Now. And be honest to Allah. What's the message you gained now? At this moment, today, in this meeting. You came late, you not came late, what is the message?
That no matter what.
Make it loud.
No matter what, that I just trust Allah. And what He does for me is good. And it's to bring my new force in.
Okay, next. Salah.
Because we were talking about Islam, I reflected upon my Islam and how much I have and how much I do not have. And I realized that you can only gain me when you pray for me.
Master, do you hear what she said? You only can gain akhlaq when you really surrender to Allah. You cannot have akhlaq when you do not surrender. I saw it in my life. Any arrogance, any selfishness, any greed will never give you akhlaq. This will give you what? Rebellious. Stubbornness. My way. No obedience. You're stuck in your own way. Meaning, your journey of Islam is not complete yet. Because Islam completely surrender. And this is why when a situation arises, you do not like it, you surrender. If you do not have Islam, you become rebellious. You cannot take it. And you cannot continue your journey. You understand? Nada.
For me,
it's
that when I
surrender
to Allah, I
not hum. Hum meaning you're hungry and you want to gain eat something. Hum. You see, when people go eat and so really hungry, hum. You know, they make noise of eating. But hum is different. Hum is your thought. You're finally squeezing the juice of your brain. This is your hum. Go ahead. Huh? What is your hum?
It's garbage mixed with everything. Like, once it changes, because it's not, I don't have it about myself.
Okay, this complaining now. What are you going to do? What are you leaving this room with? Okay, you announce it. You acknowledge it. Okay, where do you go from here?
It starts with your heart.
It has. You have to correct your heart, you have to correct your intention, your goal, everything.
What if it comes in your thinking before it actually comes in your heart? Is that because...
No, shaitan can make it speedy, to make you believe you have it and you don't. Because if you have it, it's overwhelming you. You remember what ham is? That's it. You cannot tell me my ham is this, but I'm focusing everything else in my life. No. And this was the difference between us and a companion. We want Islam to be 5%, 95% jinn. It doesn't work. But when your hem is 95% or 100% Islam, and jinn is insignificant, now you talk. Go ahead, quick.
What if you don't have a
hem? Hem. Huh? Meaning the message is not inculcated in your heart. Meaning you have to read it, hear it, live in it, make dua, and this ham, believe it or not. You see, you people are something. Do you think when you hear me, ham will come? No. Ham has four cycles. Ham is what? Four cycles.
The first cycle to inquire. First cycle is what?
Inquire.
Now, once you inquire, it reaches a second level. What's the second level? Huh? Living it. Living this message. Once you live the message, and you like it, and you cherish it, and you value it, it comes to number three. What is number three? No. Number three becomes, you sacrifice your life for what you believe, what you like. And once you sacrifice your life and what you like and what you believe, something will be halal. When you spend your life and love and devotion and your money in something, it will generate what? Ham. Look at a businessman. When he put all his money, wife or no wife, all his ham is what? The business. You see, day and night, he wake up day and night thinking about the business. For you, your ham can be a degree, can be a man, can be a woman, can be anything, can be a house, can be a new project. But as we ham, once it comes, it will never really come by thought, just a thought. Like one time I saw a scholar all night crying and making dua. I tell him, how will I reach that? He told me, when you do all this and you lost everything for Sabilillah, now you start having him. Now you start crying. Because now you really want to see fruits. Because you finish everything. You have nothing else left. And the message becomes overwhelming you. Can I have ham just like that? It doesn't work. You have to do all the effort first to generate ham. Look at the companion. The companion in the beginning of the message, you were having what? Ham to survive. Ham to gain the message. But once the message overwhelming, they did everything for the message. Wonder what happened. Now, once they sacrifice anything, all their talk, all their action for what? For the message. And this is what we do not get it today. We want to get the message, we sit nicely, and we go to sleep and eat, and we get the message. No! You have to work for it. You have to sacrifice. You have to make an effort. And the ultimate sacrifice to beat up yourself inside out and wake up and say, is me living the message? Is me trying? Or am I stuck in my own habits? Because each one of us is stuck in one way. Sina, go ahead.
I want to increase my knowledge about Allah more. So when I go to bed and when I wake up in the morning, Allah is the only thing that I want in my mind.
That's it. You know what it means now? She go to A. Can I go to C and D? This shayateen. I have to start with the basic. How I achieve Z when I do not achieve A? Hurry up, this shayateen. You have to build this step by step. Because what she said, if she keep doing that, this will overwhelming the rest is coming. But if I'm busy about C and D and Z, and I do not worry about A, I'm not going anywhere. And this is why I choose today talking about akhlaq, because when I was coming, I'm thinking, what is our problem? Our problem is the superficial stuff from outside, and we still never develop the real relationship inside. This relationship, once established, the rest is come. Because now you're behaving with the manner belong to Allah. And even if you do not know, you will ask. And you will be humble enough to say, I respect, I obey, and we listen like the companion.
I have
to How are you going to do that in practice?
Whenever I get a chance to help somebody, I just, I'm trying to learn.
If I'm the Khalifa now, I hang you and give you a big beating. You see what she said? This what she said is a disease in the Ummah. When I have a chance, I will go and help somebody. Abu Bakr Siddiq did not have a chance. Abu Bakr Siddiq was running, want, desire. When you flip over and you wake up in the morning, before even your eyes open, this is what you want. and now you get it. No, you have to have a zeal. Allah, you see, I met many people today, they tell me, I do not know how I go to Allah, I do not know if Allah accepts me, I do not know. Allah do not like cowards. I do not like weakness. Allah, He wants people who want Him. Make an effort. You have to start with the iman and want. You don't say, if Allah wants, yes, if Allah wants, but Allah wants to see, what do you want? You see, if you die, the only thing you own is intention. Intention and goal. You can die and never achieve anything, and Allah will give you. But what intention and goal? Do you get it or no? By this way, you have to put it in a positive action. Let me tell you something scary. Any people talk negative. You can live negative, you can die negative, and you're not going anywhere. Iman like a volcano inside. It cannot make you rest. You won't. You want, it's Jannah. Imagine, Jannah all this living and says, Allah, if you want, give me. No, I want to make an effort. How I can sacrifice if I do not even willing to make an effort? And this is the zeal of Iman. If you're watching Jannah now, what do you want? You want the first lower or you want the highest? If I want the highest, how you can be a businesswoman or a businessman or any business? The business people is greedy. I want to be a multimillionaire. I want this. I want to be 2,000, 5,000, 1 million. And he never stopped, always hungry. He can be a multi-billionaire. And he said, not enough. I have to make more. Look at Donald Trump. He looked for every aspect to make business. All the businessmen like that. And a Muslim is a business person. And his business was Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it. لا يشبع المؤمن من عمل الخير حتى يكون مطاوع الجنة. The mu'min, he will never have enough sufficient good deed unless he go to Jannah. Because he never know what is written, what is not written. قرة العين.
Huh?
ما شاء الله. Okay, what you have to do? You have to work. It's not a talk. You see now, what's the difference between all of us right now? Is your intention with positive feeling between you and Allah, and the willing and the set inside to live the message, whatever you said and whatever you committed to do. This is all what Allah wants. Not your ability. You can die this moment. Now once you die this moment, you will be resurrected according to your intention. Not your ability, not what you have and do not have. What do you want? What you're planning to do? And if Allah give you life, now He wants to see you deliver what you said. Do you get it or no?
Yes.
Amira.
I want
anything else? Anything else you will leave the room and you're thinking about it? Okay.
I have to be obsessed with my goal, and my goal is to get the marriage of the Nasser Insan.
Yes, okay.
And you have to grab that to the knowledge
already. I want every one of you, when somebody talks, listen. Because sometimes a person can talk and give you a message. Go again, please.
And I really have to grab.
No, go again, I didn't hear you.
Muslim is a doer, not a talker. I have to grab that to the knowledge which I receive. And I set a volcano in my heart, always wanting and willing to be the word of Allah. Of course, it has to be what I wake up with, what I speak with.
And also, if what Brother Asif says, we say, Ameen, inshaAllah. What happened is, Allah give you according to your intention. Very important. Very important. Intention is power. And if the intention and this goal is right, this will generate akhlaq. Because now, if this message is alive, I worry about my manner all the time. Very seriously. I'm so scared to behave in a bad manner. Why? It's not Brother Ahmed. It's not me and you. It's not the audience. It's the video camera of Allah. It's the angel is watching me. And this status, the most part of it is a heart. A living heart with the message. Go ahead.
Surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make him my Abdul Malik.
Make him? What is the right phrase? You cannot make Allah as Malik. Make him in your heart. I want you to be critical when you talk. Go ahead. MashaAllah. If you do that, you are a winner. Because it's a disease of the ummah. Everybody is accounting. But not counting dollar, also accounting, you know. Oh, if I do this, I get this. If I do this, I get that. No. Yes.
I need to open up my heart and accept that Allah is the only one, and inshallah, when I die, I will go to hell with my parents and my siblings.
Only your parents?
And everybody in my life. And every other Muslim that I will live.
What about the non-Muslim?
They will give them a chance to accept Islam.
How is he will give them a chance?
By spreading the news.
Who is the spreader?
We.
What is who we?
People.
No, you. Today, you'll be a winner if you start talking as me. Don't start with we. What happened? All we sleeping. I will become among the sleepers. When a Muslim today starts saying we and you and said me, this is the beginning of our journey. When I feel accountable by myself. And this is a disease in the ummah. Everybody becomes so selfish, stuck in her own self, and does not think about others. If you do that, you are the first enemy of Islam. And you are the first one to be tortured in this life, and hereafter, remember me. Because now you are the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came as a rahmah to mankind. Go ahead. Everything. How you can be generous when you want Jannah for yourself and hellfire to others? What kind of generosity is that? You see? Because what is a stingy person? Always think about himself. To the point he cannot even see the goodness for himself. But the generous always worry about others and giving others. And this generosity, it goes to the ultimate. Which is the justice of guarding our knowledge, accumulating knowledge, and spreading the knowledge for Sabilillah. For the Rahmah and mankind all together. Because it's a duty too. I'm not doing anybody a favor. I'm just doing myself a favor. You see? Don't ever think you're doing yourself a favor, no. Or doing somebody else. It's yourself. You're guarding and saving yourself from Jahannam. Because we have a duty. I know you came here, you didn't listen to too much, but maybe a few minutes. What did you gain today? Yeah.
I do fear Allah because of the knowledge that I know
as a person. MashaAllah, Allah is Ta'ala.
Here's that. And also not living for ourselves only. Believing nothing to the mankind. And one of these words for this dunya, but as good as it says, only for the Akhirah. So this should be, that's our goal, and we should be working towards our goal and working towards the goal. And just living a love mubarak means to want. From after Father Mark to get the Barqa during and after the month to have to link the Mark message of Allah.
MashaAllah. It's not a talk. It's not a dua. It's a dua from inside out. And this, by the way, is the root of akhlaq. can a person have akhlaq and he's a liar? No. You have to mean what you say. You have to mean what you're saying. And if you do not mean it, you have to acknowledge it, or you have to gain it, and you have to ask question. Can I sit and just like that and be rebellious and said I have excuse? No. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and bid barakah in this meeting. May Allah accept all of us inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our nafs, our shayateen, our arrogance, our stubbornness, our genetic disease, our all the enemy of us, which is the ultimate enemy of us, is not me, is myself. May Allah give me victory over myself. May Allah give me victory over my shayateen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with us with His mercy and kindness and forgiveness inshaAllah. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت. اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول. وارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية. وارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية. واجعلنا هداة مهديين غير ضالين أو مضلين أو فاتنين أو مفتونين. برحمتك وفضلك وجودك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Always after any halaqah like that, make istighfar and ask Allah to increase His bounty over you, and don't think negative and doubt from shaitan. Burn your own shayateen. Don't let your shayateen overwhelming you and beat you up. Is this stopped or no? Okay. What time now? We have to run because this room has to be empty as soon as possible.